sounds of spring for a turkey hunter is a thrilling sound. Calling gobblers to the call of a hunter goes against the natural process of things, but we'll hear today that it sure is fun and exciting. Two young men and relatively new turkey hunters join us and share their favorite turkey hunting experiences. So come along as we enter into God's great outdoors and take up the trail to adventure in the turkey woods. And now here's your host, Dean Hulse.
Thanks, Adam, for the introduction. Welcome to God's Great Outdoors, the Trail to Adventure. We're here in my home this afternoon, and we've got a couple of guests with us. Adam's with me again today, and we've missed having you with us in the studio.
It's good to be here. You know, I get to do a lot of the stuff from a different microphone most of the time, so being here with you guys is always a lot more fun than remotely.
Well, we're going to have a good time. We've got friends from church, our church here at Bark River Bible. We've got Kurt Knopf here with us and my grandson, Micah, who are a couple turkey hunting buddies and have hunted different places. But welcome, guys.
Thanks, Dean.
We're going to have fun. We've got two guys that have, Micah just did his first sermon at Bible college, and Kurt gets up and does some teaching once in a while at church, and now we get a mic in front of them, and it's going to be trouble.
I think they're going to be a little shy for words until we start talking about turkeys. I think at that point, I'm pretty sure that it's just going to come natural at that point, right, guys?
We're going to cover some stuff on turkey hunting this morning. We're coming up on spring. I thought what we would do to get started right now is we would have you guys share a little bit maybe on your very first turkey. And a little bit about the history of your first turkey. So whoever wants to jump in there first, we'd love to hear your stories.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. So yeah, I'm Kirk Knopf. For as far as turkey hunting goes, I never had any real interest in it. Growing up, I was just strictly a deer hunter, and we would just hunt out at my family's property. Turkey hunting wasn't something that anybody in my family did, so it was one of those things where me and my brother just kind of had to teach ourselves. We didn't have anyone in our family that had turkey hunted up to that point, and we never really watched turkey hunting or anything, either on TV or anything. So the two of us together just realized that in the springtime when we can't be ice fishing and there's nothing to do until, I guess, the summer comes and start fishing again, that we could go out and try turkey hunting. So that year we both bought tags, and we went out. We had an absolute blast just calling turkeys and making an absolute, just embarrassing ourselves there. So we had to work pretty hard even to get within remotely close to birds, and never got it done. And so the next year, we got a little more serious about it, kind of asked some turkey hunting family of mine distantly about how to kind of call. And I bought a slate call, and using that, because before we had an old box call and it sounded horrendous when I used it. But yeah, using that that slate call, we got onto some birds, and it actually turned into more of a spot in the stock. At that point, we had been watching videos on turkey hunting, and we wanted to sit and call them into decoys, and we realized pretty quick that if you don't know what you're doing, it's pretty hard to get them to commit to doing that. So we ended up spotting and stalking some birds that we saw, and some close enough to where they crossed one lane of trees, and I had a long beard jump out in front of it and turn and start walking away from me. And so I took a shot and I dropped him there, and that was kind of my first bird. But so it wasn't the typical way you see it done, but I had an absolute blast doing it. From there, just kind of turned into something that I didn't want to miss every spring, learning how to call them, you know, over the years. It's definitely a lot more fun to be able to talk back and forth. And it's definitely not something that we had done at that point.
And I'm the odd man out here, because I have not gotten my first turkey yet. I've only been out one time, and I went out with Dean's son. Nick took me out one time, and we saw some birds, but nothing got close enough for a shot or anything. And that's the only time I've been out. And it was exciting. It was fun. And I look forward to getting out there more, but I haven't had the opportunity yet. Mm-hmm. Springtime used to be a real busy time of year for me, so I'm looking forward to giving a shot this year.
We'll get you there. You know, once you get one called up close and get a chance to have one gobble right in your face, you'll want to do it all the time. So, Micah, I don't remember, and I was probably with you. Go ahead and and let us know what you remember from your first bird, and we'll later on get on to some of the other things of turkey hunting.
Well, I was 9 years old when I started hunting, so I don't remember a whole lot of it. But I guess I've been surrounded by turkey hunters for most of my life, from as young as I can remember, having people in the camp hunting in the spring and hearing people playing calls late at night. But, I honestly don't remember a whole lot. I know I was 9. I remember pulling the trigger. I remember the gun hurting my shoulder. And I know it was a Jake, and that's about it. And it took me a while after that. You know, I went out. I think we went out every year. But it took me a while to really start getting passionate about turkey hunting. And now, I haven't looked back since. I'd be out hunting in the spring over sitting in the tree stand any day.
That was the first year that Michigan removed the age restrictions for hunting. And we had Mike out along a river where there was always birds. The birds have roosted there for 30 years along that river. It was 3 minutes after legal shooting light, and we had a bird on the ground. We were told later on you were probably the youngest person ever to legally kill a bird in Michigan at that time. And we did actually write an article for Hooks and Bullets magazine, actually asked me to write an article on that. We ended up having a real good article. We had a good time. And let's take a break, and Adam will let you know a little bit more about how you can be involved with this ministry. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about some turkey hunting.
For the last 26 years, God's Great Outdoors Trail to Adventure has been broadcast out to win men and women, boys and girls for Jesus Christ. This is only possible by the generosity of our listeners. Thank you to all who have supported us in the past. God has blessed us because of you. We pray for you to feel His blessings as well. Additional underwriting support has been provided by Matthews Archery, the leader in the archery industry. Mission Archery, with revolutionary crossbow technology. Three Rivers Archery, supplying everything you need to make your own traditional archery equipment. Hunter Safety Systems, saving lives is what we do. And Conviction Game Calls. At Conviction, we do not separate work from our faith. We believe that our faith should be evident in every aspect of our lives, and the outdoors is one of the best places to share that. God's Great Outdoors has produced many ministry tools, including tracts, DVDs, and books to help you reach others for Jesus Christ. You can access these items, other God's Great Outdoors items, and so much more at our website, ggoutdoors.org. That's ggoutdoors.org.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome back, guys. We are sitting with my grandson, Micah Hulse, and with Kurt Knopf, a couple of young guys from our church, and avid turkey hunters. Over the last 3 or 4 years, have gotten to be very avid about it. And I'd like them to share, because they've actually been with each other and killed some birds in the spring, worked hard public land. Micah gives me a bad time. He says, quit hunting the private land and come out and hunt real birds with me. You guys share back and forth on the mics here on your favorite hunt. And you probably got two of them, you know, each share your own favorite hunt.
Yeah, I can't even remember when Kurt and I started hunting together or why we started hunting together. You're what, 10, 11 years older than me? Maybe not quite.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
only
it was
four
just
or
when
five.
I was starting to get serious into turkey hunting, I guess.
Yeah, and that was, I don't know, probably 3-4 years ago now. After I had done hunting each spring with my grandpa or with other people, I kind of wanted to get out and start hunting on my own and see some new land. And we got quite a bit of state land around here. So I took off one spring and went out and explored some new areas. Ended up finding a bird the first day I went out and killed one for myself and got bored pretty quick. So I don't know why, but I called Kurt up. And
well, you had gone out that morning and you struck out with a couple of birds. I remember you got a hold of me and I was free that afternoon and I had already gone and I'd killed a bird already. So I decided to film for you.
You guys sound like a couple of old men that have lost your memory.
I think we're thinking of two different stories here. I'm thinking of the year before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we are talking about two different stories. We've been on a few turkey hunts already together. So.
Probably should have talked about this before we started talking into the mic. But I remember it was, I'm trying to think, it was so long ago now. I know that day we went out and, man, we tried tons of different spots that day. My system is kind of run and gun, so I just drive around. There's so many road systems down on the state land there. I'll drive a couple hundred yards and hit the box call and see if anything responds. And if it doesn't, just keep moving. And if it does, we set up. And I bet you Kurt and I stopped, what do you think?
A lot of times. 30, 40 times
probably. That day. Yeah.
And we never heard a bird.
Never heard a bird. And, kind of takes a lot out of a guy. We got to towards the end of the day, it was nearing sundown, and man, I started talking about some venison burgers. I was getting hungry. That's all I was thinking about. And
I had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
So we decided to pull over, and I went and took care of that, Micah decided to call one last time, and it was, at that point, it would have been dark, within probably half an hour, I'm thinking.
The sun was still up, because I remember seeing the video.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't, but it was getting close to the end of the day. I mean, we didn't have much more time to set up on a bird if we struck one up, but yeah.
I remember specifically saying I'm going to get out of the truck to hit this box call because I was feeling pretty confident that we'd hear something. And I stepped out to hit the call. The first hit on the call, and I heard at least two or three different birds answer. Probably, I don't know, 250 yards away,
yeah, they were close.
And I'll never forget the look on Kurt's face. I looked at him and he looked at me and just the pure shock of even hearing anything. And I think
by the time... By the time I got back to the truck, Micah had called one more time, and the birds had covered, I don't know, they had already moved closer at that point.
That's right. Yeah.
So they were maybe closer to 200 yards, but we don't know exactly, but they were substantially closer at that point. We knew they were coming, so we had to do a frantic setup and get rolling there. But I think Micah set up a hen decoy in the road, right in the road. We parked the truck, and we walked up the road about, I don't know, 60, 70 yards. I know it was close because we were afraid that the birds are actually going to see the truck by the time they got to us, so that was it. Made us nervous, but
it was just a little sandy road, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah,
kind of in some pines.
Yeah, it was actually on a little hardwood ridge there.
Yeah, I would say from the time we set up, sat down, and from that to when Kurt shot was 10 minutes.
At the most.
I mean, very minimal calling, and it wasn't long, and I don't know, there were probably 10 birds in that group.
Yeah, turned out being Micah called in the entire flock with a mouth call, and I remember seeing the first bird that popped into my view was the lead bird, which was a big longbeard, which I was surprised about, but yeah, it's a big longbeard there. They just were moving so slow, and all the hens just kind of picking away, moseying through the leaves, and that longbeard was just strutting around back and forth, kind of taking a look at them, but still interested in Micah's calling, and I don't know if he even could see the decoy from where he was at. He was coming up a small ridge, and there was a little hump there, and it went pretty quick after that. I mean, it was a dirt mound because we ended up taking pictures on it, but he went behind the dirt mound, and as soon as he stepped out from behind that dirt mound, I didn't take any other opportunities to see what he'd do. I dropped him right there at about 20 yards, and we just kind of freaked out at that point. So
yeah, there was a lot of celebration after that.
Yeah, that was our first bird we killed together. So,
I know I left my box call out in the woods that night, and I'm still a little salty about that.
That's right, Michael got so excited and forgot his call out there.
And it poured rain that night, so I came back to a soaked call.
That was the same one you broke.
Yeah,
a different time.
Yeah, the next year after that, I knelt on that call. Shout out to Foggy Hauler Custom Calls. Jerry Zebro made that call and was kind enough to repair it more than once for me because I'm not too careful with them.
Story of a running gunner.
And so that was the first one you guys killed together. How about the last one you killed together? That was a late day hunt too, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
No, this is your story. This is the one you started on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the one I was going into. So so I had already killed a bird early in the season. I shot one opening day. That was last year. Was it last year?
Two years ago.
I shot one opening day, and Micah had gone to the area that I killed my bird. There was two more big longbeards in that group. So he went down to try to, you said you got on the roost that morning.
Yeah.
But it's right along the river, and they ended up pitching down over the river, and he couldn't get them to come back. So we talked and decided to go out together, and he showed up at my place, and he had an idea of where he wanted to go in a general area. And so we jumped in his truck and took off. We dumped in my truck and we took off that way. But this is a spot that I don't know what kind of scouting you did, if it was just on your phone, but
I had never been up there in my life.
Neither one of us had ever been there ever. I had no idea even what the roads looked like or anything. And yeah, I mean, you can talk about kind of how that went for a little while there.
Well, it was kind of the same story as, as the year before. I mean, we drove around for a couple hours, probably just running gun, same thing, calling, and never heard a thing. Yeah, I didn't think there were any turkeys up there.
The first stop we stopped at, it looked like this awesome clear cut, and we pull in, and I almost buried my truck in mud. It was standing water there, and so we're like, oh, no, if this is what it's going to go like all afternoon this night, it might not be good. But
no, I know the last stop, well, it's kind of the same thing. We were getting ready to head out of there.
We had probably a quarter mile, and then we were done with the loop, so it was like it was the last stop of the night, so.
Yeah, I know we stepped out of the truck to hit the call, and I looked down, and there was a pretty fresh set of tracks there, so that got our hopes up a little bit, and hit the box call a couple times, and pretty soon we heard the gobble, and this one was a little farther away, maybe about 300 yards or so, but same thing. Kurt and I looked at each other, and just shock on our faces, and so we were rushing to get our stuff together, and I remember I got a video somewhere of us just running down this dirt road trying to get set up real quick, and We ended up just tucking in right off the road. And
yeah, we set up. I was filming for Micah again, so I was set up behind him, behind this giant, I think it was a big maple tree. But, yeah, Micah called one more time, and the bird gobbled, and it sounded like he was sitting on our shoulders, I think. He came strutting in, and Micah put him down with that old shotgun you got.
Yeah. Yeah, no spurs on that bird either.
Most everybody that's turkey hunting has got a turkey gun that's set up to pattern well at a distance, that's got everything you want in a turkey gun. Tell us what you're hunting with, Micah.
Well, it's probably about the worst gun that you could use if you're trying to kill birds at long distance. But I guess, yeah, this gun was given to me by a friend of the family several years ago now. But it's an old Winchester Model 12. And if I remember right, it was made in 1913. So it's an old gun. But it still shoots, and if you get them into about 25, 30 yards, you can kill a bird.
You know, one of the things I remember about that, about your last hunt you mentioned was that on the video, you can actually see the shadow of that gobbler coming down the road before you can see the gobbler.
That's my favorite part of that video.
Yeah, that was a really cool. And you guys get a little excited after you shoot, and there's a lot of giggling and
yeah, I've really been enjoying filming my hunts the last couple of years, and I don't know, I love to go back and look at it and see what kind of stuff I missed and how much of a embarrassment I made of myself in the moment that I didn't realize at the time.
What you guys were talking about there, when we were talking about the calls, and talk about what you guys, your favorite calls are, what kind of calls you're using for the most part.
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, I started out with a box call, and from there I started with a slate call. And I knew that I eventually wanted to go to a diaphragm call, but I was just terrible at it. So I listened to Micah and it kind of got the cadence. I saw it work with him, and we obviously killed a couple of birds with it.
Micah, you use a lot of different calls besides the diaphragm call.
Yeah, diaphragm is about, well, what I use for the most part nowadays. And it took me a long time to get where I'm at now with it, and I'm still nowhere near where I want to be as far as the level of skill there goes. It depends on if I'm hunting for myself or if I'm calling for other people. If I'm calling for somebody else, I like to use a pot call or slate call. But no, I think overall the diaphragm is probably my favorite to just try and mimic some of these hens out there.
Mm-hmm. All I know is when I got here tonight, you guys had all gotten here before me. And as I was walking in, it sounded like the animal kingdom in here. I thought I had like accidentally walked into a bird aviary or something, because there were owl hoots and turkey gobbles and all sorts of bird noises coming from inside before I even got in the door.
You know, and I wanted to mention, because Micah talked about fresh turkey tracks, and you know, you look down these sand trails and stuff, and you see these strut marks of the gobblers, and you look for the sign. And generally, when what we're doing with calls is we're calling turkeys away from what the natural thing. They're generally going to strut. They call strut zones, and those birds will come down, and they'll have a strut zone. If you can find that strut zone, it's a great place to hunt, because they like to just go there, and they wait for the hens. That's why they're gobbling. They're calling hens to them. And the thing that we're doing in that situation is we're calling the gobblers away from what's natural. And we talked about this before. And, you know, I think that becoming a good caller is a great accomplishment. Not every turkey sounds different, so you don't have to be perfect in calling. Woodsmanship is way more important, being a good hunter. But when you get so you can mimic all the different things, you can call those gobblers out of what's natural. And when they come to what's not natural, when they come to the fake call, and that's so true in life for us, you know, Satan calls us away from what's natural and what's true and what's good in our lives. And he calls us away from that with a false call. And Micah loves to trap, and we've talked about with trapping. Satan is a great trapper because he knows exactly what bait to put out there for us and get us away from what's right and what's true and what's good. And he calls us to what's wrong, and he traps, either calls us in or baits us in. Mm-hmm. And when we get too close, he sets that trap off, or he tries to bring us down. And it's one thing to remember in life is when we hear a false call, God's given everybody somewhat of a gift of discernment. And we have to use that gift of discernment, because when we're called away by a false call, it's going to cause problems, and sometimes it's going to cause death. Thanks, guys. And for all you out there that are listening, we appreciate you listening. And then hopefully next week, we'll join you on God's Great Outdoors and a trail to adventure and maybe some turkey hunting. Thanks for joining us.
It's time now for Dean's devotional. Proverbs 14:16. The wise are cautious and avoid danger. Fools plunge ahead with reckless confidence. For a turkey hunter, this time of year is exciting. Our guests today wait 11 months for this very time. It generally takes a lot of practice to get really proficient at using turkey calls effectively. Once you've gotten good at it, most turkeys can be fooled into falling for the false call of a good hunter. The male turkey will sometimes come long distances when he hears the call of a female in the spring. He'll throw caution to the wind and forget his normal protective ways. Being able to skillfully mimic the sounds of a hen in breeding season brings death to countless gobblers each spring. The wild turkey male will sometimes leave a hen turkey and come to a seductive call that will cause him great harm or even death. Both men and women will have the same issues when it comes to sexual desires. We know what is right, but will not follow what we know is right. Instead, we go to what we know is wrong. We allow an unhealthy desire to lead us into what can cause us great harm and pain. 40 years ago, a desire to learn to call wild turkeys came over me. I ordered and received my first turkey call that came with a 45 RPM record. Within a few years, I had a cassette tape, CDs, followed by DVDs, and now we can find all the instructions we need on phones, tablets, or computers. Instructions are everywhere. God has blessed most of us with the opportunity for close relationships with a spouse. When we do get called or decoyed away from what God established, we certainly miss out on God's blessings. Like all the turkey hunting instructionals, God has given us instruction manuals to follow. These instruction manuals are our Bibles. Remain in His Word. Don't be called away by the call of sin. It leads to trouble. Follow closely His call and His instructions and avoid the dangers and pain of answering the wrong call. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Stay away from the wrong call. This has been Dean's Devotional. For more of these, visit our Facebook page, God's Great Outdoors, Trails to Adventure. Is there anything better than spending quality time in God's Great Outdoors with good friends and family? Turkey hunting for many is a sport that is shared with others. God has put us together for a reason, and He expects us to hold each other up and keep us from following a false call. If you've enjoyed today's program and would like to hear the extended podcast version, you can find it by looking for God's Great Outdoors, Trail to Adventure, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. This program is provided by and can be contacted at God's Great Outdoors, 1351 Laurel Lane, West Milton, Ohio, 45383, or on the website ggoutdoors.org. We loved our time together with you this week as we travel down the trail to adventure, and we hope you'll join us again next week as we'll again experience God's Great Outdoors.